So I am Alexa Fenatelli and I'm 13 years old. Today is November 24th and 2018, and I'm speaking with...
Hi, I'm Mark Fenatelli.
And he is my dad, and we're recording this interview in Austin, Texas. All right, so the first question I'll ask you is, how did you tell your friends and family that you were joining the military?
Well, I was a wrestler in high school for my high school team, and I was coming close to the end of my senior year, and I put out a bunch of applications to different colleges and was accepted to a university in California on a full scholarship to wrestle called Pepperdine. And I was confused and scared, you know, a young kid, not sure what I wanted to do after high school. And one day I met with a recruiter at the high school, and he said, "We will pay you to wrestle for the Marine Corps."
You wrestled for the Marine Corps?
And it was an exciting opportunity for me, and I let go of the Pepperdine scholarship and went into the Marine Corps and wrestled for the Marine Corps for a time. So when I told my mom that I got to continue my wrestling career, if you will, she had wished that I had went to Pepperdine instead, but she understood that that being a Marine was a very honorable thing to do as well, because my father was a Marine who played baseball for the Marine Corps. So I followed in somewhat of a tradition, and I went and wrestled for the Marine Corps for a while, in addition to being a paratrooper. So I was a parachutist as well.
I didn't know that in the Marine Corps you could like play baseball and wrestle and everything. I thought it was just, you know, combat.
All the military branches have different sports and opportunities. They most military, all the military branches have their own sports teams as well as their own bands. So
that's cool. All right. Our next question is, how did you imagine military life before you joined? What did you think like it was gonna be like?
I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and I was exposed to shows like Gomer Pyle.
What's that?
Who was a Marine. That was a TV show with Jim Nabors, and he was a Marine that was always messing up. So, you know, I imagined it was going to be very regimented, and I was going to be, you know, being yelled at a lot. And I was going to be out, what they call in the field, which is doing operations out far away in different places. So I had a lot of different great opportunities to explore not only the world, but myself, and test myself in a lot of different aspects.
Sounds kind of scary, you know, all of a sudden you're just like, hey, you want to come to the Marines?
You know, when you go from a safe place like home with your parents to outside in the world, yeah, everything is kind of scary. But, you know, hopefully your parents have raised you right and you can take on challenges. You're always going to be afraid of new challenges, but hopefully the excitement of taking on that challenge overtakes the fear.
Yeah. All right. What are some of the things you remember about adapting to military life?
Adapting to military life was a lot more regimented than it was in high school, because you had to be up at a certain time, which was like usually 5 o'clock, and you ate at a certain time, and you just did things very, you know.
Didn't you only have like 2 minute showers or whatever?
There were like maybe 3 minute showers that they'd run all of the guys in the barracks. We had a platoon of 60 in boot camp.
What's a platoon?
A platoon is a group of guys, usually made up of about 60. And 4 platoons make up a company, and then the company makes up a regiment. And then it just scales up to, you know, the entire Marine Corps.
Wait, like a pint and like a liter? And a
in the same kind of sense, yes. So, everything was very organized and very meticulous. So, everything had a purpose and a reason. So, when you first get there, you know nothing about why you do or being asked to do what you do. But it all makes sense.
You just do it?
You just do it or get yelled at. a lot.
Well, in boot camp, it was, you got yelled at a lot more.
Right? In boot camp, you get yelled at all the time. Yeah. Because you do nothing right. And then by the end of it, you're starting to understand. And you learn to appreciate what's called the chain of command. And that is basically always adhering to and respecting the people above you, that they're giving you orders for a specific reason. It may not make sense to you, but it's crucial that you follow those orders to the letter perfectly, because it sometimes people's lives depend on those orders.
Wow. But you didn't ever have to go into combat, right?
I was not part of any organized or declared war during my time, only because I was in the military in a short window of peacetime throughout the world. I was present in the Philippines during a conflict during what was called the Aquino regime. Hmm. President Aquino was in power, and his country was basically throwing a coup or overthrowing his government. Oh. And I was on an Air Force base that was being threatened by the civilian population outside. So we were armed as Marines on the base to protect the base from being overrun by civilians and looted.
Wow.
So yes.
I did not know that. Okay, was there anything you especially missed about civilian life while you were a Marine?
Anything I missed? Eating normal food, because everything is cafeteria food in the Marine Corps, at least in boot camp. And then you start to get, you get to go out in the regular world.
Like, didn't you eat, like, a lot of cool foods in Japan when you went?
When I was deployed to Japan, I did get to experience a lot of their local culture and cuisine. What did I miss about civilian life? Probably being able to come and go. To see my family, to see my friends. I mean, when you're on duty, you go nowhere. You do what you're told. You're on guard duty. You're on your mission. So you just don't. You get to come and go like you do in the civilian world. So your time is very limited and always has a purpose.
Okay, did you ever get caught breaking any rules? Did you ever get away with something you weren't supposed to do?
In boot camp, I snuck a phone call back to my parents.
Oh, Dad.
but I felt so guilty that I did it, and I dishonored myself and my platoon, that I told my platoon sergeant that I did it. And he took me outside and, you know, made me exercise until I was ready to die. But he appreciated the fact that I told them and was honest and restored my honor as a Marine. So, yeah.
What if you hadn't told them? Would you still feel guilty?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gosh. Well, was the phone call always good to talk to them again?
I miss my family in boot camp, yeah.
I never met Poppy, did I? Your dad?
Yes. Yeah, well, yes, but you were very young.
I don't remember.
You're a baby.
Let's see. Did you ever learn something about a fellow service member that surprised you?
Well, when you're in the Marine Corps, you don't get a chance. Well, when boot camp, you don't get to learn a whole lot about anybody because, you know, you're worried about you.
Yeah.
But after you get out of boot camp and into the regular Marine Corps, you get to find out a lot about a lot of people. And because it's a collection of servicemen or, you know, Marines come from all over the country.
Yeah.
So I met a fascinating guy one time who we stayed up all night, and we ended up just staying in the barracks.
You guys get in trouble for that?
No. You're allowed to stay up in the barracks. It was a weekend. And he was a chess player. He was a few years older than me. He just happened to be an older Marine. He went into Marine Corps late. You know, most Marines go in right after high school, 18, 19. Mm-hmm. He was like 23, 24, maybe even older. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But he was very smart. And I've always enjoyed the game of chess, and I consider myself pretty smart as well.
Yeah.
This guy, being up all night long, he stayed up all night. I got to sleep. I got up and played him 3 games of chess. He fell asleep in between moves. When it was my turn, he fell asleep. He beat me 3 times.
Oh my gosh.
That's one of the only few times I've ever been beaten in chess. And he did it 3 times asleep. So,
and you were captain of chess club for a while at Ashes.
I'm not captain of chess, but yes, I was in a chess club in school. Yeah, I've always loved the game, but
wow, yeah, that's impressive.
Yes, you know, most Marines, you know, they come from a wide array of backgrounds. A lot of them come from broken homes. A lot of them have no other place to do it. They're not going to make it in college. But some you come across that decided college wasn't for them, but they're super smart, and you know, you really click with those people because you know, it's finding someone that's really intelligent to do a military life is, you know, pretty fascinating.
Wait, they had chess boards there?
Well, it's a game. You can chess, checkers. You can get chess anywhere.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
it's just on base, though.
So. Yeah, we have stores you can buy regularly.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing to know. What were your first few months out of service like? Like, back in the regular world?
After I completed all my Marine Corps time?
Well, were you out any time between that?
Well, you get 30 days of leave. You get 30 days of vacation each
year. How was that? What was that like?
I always came home, except... when I was in Okinawa and or Japan, and I think I just traveled the island during those times. Tell me again, what was your question?
What was the first few months like?
First few months out of the military, kind of sad because
really?
I would look at the world that I hadn't been a part of for so long and just looked at how almost lazy or, you know, lax, you know, lackadaisical, whatever word you want to use, how people lived, you know. In the Marine Corps, you're up at a certain time, you're exercising, you're doing this. And most, when you get in the Marine Corps, people are kind of coming and going and doing whatever they want and no real purpose. Kind of lazy and, you know, talking in slang, and you never hear anyone saying yes sir, no sir. And you kind of you learn to miss that because, you know, it's a very respectful environment in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
And when you get back into the regular world and you don't see that, you know, that's something you miss.
Yeah. Marine sounds kind of tough though, because you gotta wake up at 5:00, like, yikes. What did you learn about yourself in the time that you were a Marine?
The time that I was a Marine. I was raised by predominantly my mom. And she instilled in me a lot of strength and discipline, which helped me thrive in the Marine Corps, but I never really got to explore exciting things because my mom was always kind of a worried person, me ever getting hurt or something like that. So I played soccer a couple seasons as a kid and tried basketball, but mom would never let me play football. She was afraid I was going to get hurt because I was kind of a smaller kid. But I learned how to be physical.
Yeah.
I learned how to be aggressive. I learned how to be, intolerant of some things. I learned how to conquer my fear, because after boot camp, I went into a secondary school for paratroopers called Jump School down mm-hmm. in Fort Benning, Georgia. And when you are posed with the first time of being in an airplane, that as a kid, basically, I was 18, and you have to stand in the airplane door between safety
yeah.
and just throwing yourself out, it really makes you look at yourself and yeah. What are you made of? And are you ready to commit to basically throwing yourself out of an airplane? And I learned to overcome my fears, that my fears don't control me,
yeah.
that I can control them. And yeah, that's a good thing to have in life.
Yeah. And one last question before we're done.
Okay.
Do you think if you hadn't gone in or hadn't become a Marine and served your year, do you think you would have met Mom?
Do I think I would have met Mom? That would have been a real travesty if I wouldn't have. But me being, because if I wouldn't have went to Marine Corps, I would have went to Pepperdine, which is in California.
Yeah.
So being in California is where I met your mom anyway. So there might be a possibility that I would have ended up in San Diego.
Well, do you think your relationship might have been different? Because you hadn't had all the experience in it.
No, because Mom and I are very compatible, whether I was a Marine. I don't think Mom married me because I was a Marine. I think we complement each other in a lot of different ways. So our relationship, I think, whether I was a Marine or a college graduate at Pepperdine, would still be the same.
Well, thank you for doing this interview with me, Dad. I've learned a lot about you. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up now. And I hope this was good. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Good job.
Yeah.
You're an interviewer.